Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist. You
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I
told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco, AK Disco, 3-5. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them, and they act right.
Okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all
that. Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Yeah.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Chaz has come a long way, and his music is...
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, PAZ, host the show, man.
Good evening. Good evening. This is PAZT live, and tonight is Night Court 5, where the Z Appellate Court will go through current events with the verdicts of got to go down for guilty and keep it real for innocent. Tonight, the court is comprised of my longtime sister, known in the Army for over 20 years, And that's Nene. Nene, you on the line?
I'm here.
Also, gospel artist, G Rizite, my play brother. I've been knowing him for a few years, and he's part of the family. G Wright, are you in the house? Hello, is G right there? I see a 202 number. I don't know who that is. That might be somebody else with a Washington, D.C. number. 770-770. You're on ATAZP Live. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
This is Courtney, better known as Down South Georgia Girl.
Down South Georgia Girl, another member of the court. Down South, how you been? It's been a long time. You used to produce the Loveologist show. I don't know if you're still connected with them or not. Can you tell the folks what you're doing?
Oh, well, I left Loveologist Live for almost a year now. So I'm working on Hip Talk Radio. I do the entertainment report for that show, and we come on every Wednesday at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on BTR.
Okay, cool. So what we're going to do, we're going to go through. I'm waiting on G Wright to call Lynn, by the way. Say what now?
I'm here now.
Oh, G Wright, gospel singer, late but never in the house. How you doing, G Wright?
Man, I'm getting used to being back in school. That's all.
Okay, and tell the people what you do as far as your music and the radio show here on Blog Talk.
Sure, sure. On Blog Talk, I have a radio show. It's called the Heart of Love Radio Show. That comes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And it's about to change in a little bit. But Tuesdays and Thursdays are like 6 or 7 so far. And then I'm a recording artist, G. Wright. I have a CD out titled All Things Are Possible on iTunes, CD Baby, Verizon, Rhapsody. Just go online and type in G Wright, and something will come up.
Cool. G Wright's been here and done this before. This is Night Court, where I bring up different issues, and you guys give your opinion and verdicts on them, and we come to a conclusion about that issue. Tonight's docket number, the docket number is matched with the month, and the number of the day, and the last two numbers of the year. So the docket number is 09 for the ninth month, 253 for the day, 09 for the year. That's the docket number, 09-253-09. The first case, which is 001, during President Obama's speech, Joe Wilson, a Republican, shouted out, "You lie," when the president said illegal immigrants would not benefit from his proposals. He later then apologized. Down South Girl, we're going to start with you. What is your opinion on this? I'm sure you're familiar with it. If not, I mean, what is your opinion on this?
Yes, I watched it last night and I heard it, and it actually shows how some people really feel about the minority or the majority or whatever. You know, we do have a lot of people from crossing the border that's not here legally, but Obama's a very smart man, and he's taking care of everyone. And it just shows how some Americans feel about, you know, Hispanics, blacks, and, you know, that guy was really upset. His name is what, Joe?
Joe Wilson.
Joe Wilson. It shows his true colors. And it didn't look good on his behalf because I think he's running for governor or something in his state of South Carolina. And overnight, his component had a, you know, that was a bad move on his part. And it shows the racism, and I didn't want to go there, but it shows the racism that still carry on in the United States till day. It wasn't a good look at all. And I was very upset about it.
G, I agree. G Rizzi.
Well, you know what? I agree totally with her. I mean, this is it really, really, really looked bad. And I know that's the one thing we don't want to always jump on and say it's about race. But come on, it really shows how much they really, really, really hate the fact that this black man, who's not just I'm not saying just an ordinary black man. There are other black men who are intelligent like Obama, but who took a chance, who had the charisma that he had to actually win, you know, win the election, and then to do what he's doing in the White House now. He's no joke. And for him to come in and give that speech and then call the man a liar, it really made him look bad. It really made the Republican Party look bad. And
right.
One of the commentators said this morning on the TV show here in Baltimore, he said it made him really look bad, and some of the other Republican Party kind of moved away from his opinion to let them know that's not the way we think of you. It really, really makes it look really, really, really bad when they call him a liar. I'm thinking, you guys are coming this passionate about this,
mm-hmm.
and you guys elected Bush 2 terms. Who's part of this mess? Trying to fix up that mess, and then, you know, it's crazy. It's just crazy.
Oh, I agree. Nene.
Well, I believe I didn't witness it, I didn't hear it, but I think it was an inappropriate comment, and it just shows the lack of restraint on his part. No matter what his emotions are or how he's feeling, that was not the forum to yell out, and it was totally inappropriate, and I can see why he recanted his blurt and rant on national television, because I'm sure it was embarrassing for him afterwards.
Correct. So we all are in agreement that he was guilty of that. We ain't feeling him at all. The second case, which is 002, Assemblyman Mike Duval in California made comments that he had sex with a female lobbyist. He was taped bragging about it, saying things like, "I like spanking her." She goes, "I know you like spanking me." "Yeah, that's because you're such a bad girl," he replies. The comments were recorded on microphone at his desk.
Wow.
He was ousted from 2 legislative committees during that week. We're going to start with Nene. And this is the moral patrol. How do you feel about this assemblyman making these comments? And should he still be in his position?
Well, first and foremost, I know nothing about this story, and
of course not.
And I would have to ask for additional information before I could comment. I think truthfully on my beliefs and my feelings. I don't know if he was married or if this was during his time when he was supposed to be performing his official duties that he was using, you know. Government resources to conduct his pornographic calls or whatever he was doing. I mean,
He had to be, because this was a female lobbyist. So I'm sure he was at work when he met her.
No, but this phone call was a private phone call.
It wasn't a phone call. He was talking at his desk.
In the office. Those two were in the office.
He was talking to some other assemblyman bragging about it.
Oh, okay. Now I get it. Yeah, that's totally inappropriate. I mean, we're not even talking about on a professional level, on a personal level. I mean, if he's any type of man, how could he stand there and brag about his escapades with a female? I mean, that's just low down and dirty and disgusting to me. And I pray that he's not married, because if he is, then look what this is going to bring down on his family. They're going to have to hear his conversation over and over again, because we know the media plays sound bites over and over again. And I just feel sorry for him. And I think if he was discussing this in his office and was recorded and it's found to be inappropriate behavior in his office, then sure, he should be penalized for his behavior.
G. Wright.
Well, you know, this is my first time hearing of cannabis, too, as well. I guess we can work certain things onto this. Yes, it's always easier for us to judge unless we're put in that situation. But real seriously, we all give our opinions, but really, if we're not in that situation, we don't know what's going through the person's mind. Now, if he is married, that is wrong. Workplace is supposed to be workplace. Having a conversation like that probably shouldn't happen at work.
At all, yeah.
At all. Because you don't know who's listening at all. And then, like you were saying, if he was married, he had to really explain this to his wife. You know, it's just things. There's certain things you do in the workplace, certain things you don't. But I'll say, if you're not in a situation, it's always easier for the judge to say it, as opposed to, you know, what do we say at work? If anything, it should make us think. Let's make sure that we're keeping good conversations while at work.
Correct. And just for the record, a lot of these different cases, y'all ain't going to hear of. I looked them up, they're legitimate, and a lot of them you may not have heard of because I try to get everything that people really just don't focus on. Down South Girl, what is your opinion of this assemblyman in California making these illicit and suggestive remarks while being taped? He didn't know it, but he was taped.
Yeah, I just think that it's not a good look, and you got to watch what you say and where you say it, you know, nowadays with technology and stuff. So it's not good. And I wonder why would someone record this conversation. So I wonder if she's married or he's married, you know, why was this done? And it's an invading of privacy. But you got to watch what you say. When you're at work, you got to remain professional.
I agree. So
I don't know much about the story, but that's my opinion on that.
Okay, we all agree. Not a good look, not the right thing to do in the workplace. Case 003. Of course, you haven't heard this. This may be the first time for you. Pizza delivery man held woman's son for ransom. Cindy Pardee, pizza delivery man held women's son for ransom.
Wow.
Cindy Pardee Cooper, 30, claims that the driver from Pizza King was an hour late delivering her half Hawaiian Supreme pizza. When she refused to pay, he grabbed her 4-year-old son standing on the other side of the fence for ransom for the pizza money. He eventually let her go, and he got the pizza back and left. The police are still investigating, and the driver still works at the pizza shop. The question I pose to the court, should the guy have his job? Should he be arrested? We'll start with G. Wright.
Well, if he has a lady's son record, of course he should be arrested.
This is a crazy story.
Listen, hey, later on, if you have the floor open, I got to tell you this other crazy story I heard at another time.
Okay. Nene.
Should he be arrested or shouldn't he be arrested, and should he keep his job? Well, I'm sure from the pizza company's perspective, they feel that he should keep his job because he was looking out for the company. But from the parent perspective, he should lose his job because he made a threatening act against her child. By taking her child, he was threatening her. So, I mean, it depends on which perspective you're looking at. From my perspective, I don't think he should be arrested, but I think he needs some type of training from work. I mean, I'm sure his supervisor didn't tell him that if no one pays, then you need to grab something from the house and make a break for it. So,
down south.
Wow.
I know you like cash. Where you getting these stories from?
Wow, like that's deep. I'm pretty sure there's ways of handling it, but holding a child up until mom pays, it's not a good look. Maybe he need more training, you know. I don't know what the policies are on situations like that, but I think, I don't know, in this time of need where people need their jobs, I don't think he should have lost his job, but I think it should be resolved quickly and fast because now people are looking to sue anybody. So that's one of those situations, like, I don't know what to really say. I'm speechless that it happened.
So we're kind of like saying that we're basically undecided on this. He shouldn't lose his job. We agree on that. But whether he should get charged is another story because it's like the police is going to have to go her word, his word.
Yeah, it's got to be more investigation on that.
Case 004. In Columbus, Ohio, Stephon Bennett was one of three men who robbed a couple on the city's north side late Sunday night. Less than 2 hours after the robbery, police said Bennett, who was 20 years old, returned to the home to ask Diana Martinez on a date. He got caught coming back trying to get, they robbed the place, then he tried to rob the cookie jar. Down South girl.
Wait a minute, okay. All right, bring me on this again. He did what?
He was one of three people who robbed this couple home.
Right.
And less than 2 hours later, he came back to the place that asked the lady on a date.
That's one of the dumbest criminals.
What is your opinion on this? That's all I'm asking. Give your
he's
opinion.
Stupid.
On
he
this
is
crazy.
Stupid. And he obviously he has some type of mental issue. And the thing is, did she go out with him? Or he just went
he
back
got caught.
And he got caught.
He got caught because the police was there.
She must be really beautiful. I mean, really gorgeous. Like, no. Really hot.
It's down south. I seen a picture of her. I couldn't have came back the first time.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And he was black.
Wow. That's interesting. I have no comment on this one.
Nene.
I'll have to agree with Down South girl. He has some serious psychological problems that he needs to go and talk. And hopefully this his capture will help him to get some type of medical help because apparently anyone who could rob someone's home while they're home, it's one thing to say he robbed the home and they weren't home and they may have captured him on video and he didn't know it. But for him to be there in their face and for them to know that it's him and to turn around, return to the scene of the crime, to ask someone on a date truly, truly indicates that this person has some type of psychological problem.
Gee, right.
That's what I was going to tell you about.
Yeah. Give us some more light on this because I only got a piece of it. So am I correct on the whole thing or you got anything else to share?
If you're correct with what you said, I couldn't believe it when I read on Yahoo this morning. I'm at work. He did went back after robbing, and she recognized him. So it's crazy. You know, it's like, I agree with what they said. He had to get some psychological help because something was not right for him to go back to her and expect to go on a date, and she's married too.
And he robbed her. That's what's killing me. Yeah, I didn't get enough cookies. I need to go back in the jar. That's the way I'm feeling about that. 005. Couple gets married at son's funeral. The 7-year-old son was involved in a chain reaction car accident with his grandfather, and he passed away. Hundreds of people packed the church for the funeral. Then the couple surprised the crowd by saying they would marry each other because this was the son's last wish that he wanted them to do. Was this appropriate, Nene?
that's a tough one because, you know, people grieve in their own ways. And if this was their son's wish and he had made this known to them that he wanted his mom and dad to become husband and wife, then they may have felt that this was their last attempt to, you know, bring joy into their son's life, even though we know her, their son is not no longer with us on this earth. You know, people grieve in their own way, and I know people will look at this and say, well, you know, that's crazy. How could you do that? You know, that's your time to mourn, and that may have been their time to mourn, to their way of expressing their mourning by, you know, honoring their son's dying wish, or maybe not his dying wish, but a wish that they know that he had for a while. So I really don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, it's one thing to be trying to have an elaborate ceremony, but to come up, you know, to the pastor if they had it in a church and for him to perform exchange of wedding vows, you know, and for them to, you know, include, maybe that was their way of including their son physically in their wedding because they couldn't do it, you know, after he was gone and buried. So I see nothing wrong with that.
G, right.
Tell him to me again.
The 7-year-old son was involved in a chain reaction car accident with his grandfather. Hundreds of people packed the church for the funeral. The couple surprised the crowd by saying they would marry each other just because the son had wanted them to. Is this appropriate?
I think that was perfect. I don't think that's time for that. I think there's time for everything. I don't think that was. You can say that afterwards, not doing it, not, you know, that's not something that needs to be made known for in front of everyone like that. I understand respecting the wishes, but there's a time and place for everything. I don't think that was the time. That was time or the place for that.
I agree. Down South Girl.
Well, everyone grieves differently. Me personally, I believe there's a time and place for everything. I wouldn't been able to do it. Like when you were talking about it, I'm sitting here thinking, if that was me, if that was my daughter's, I couldn't do it at that moment. I couldn't do it. But, you know, to each their own. If they felt that it was appropriate and it was just their son's wish, fine. But me personally, I couldn't do it. So I'm on the fence on this one. I just know I wouldn't do it. It's not appropriate, according to me.
So therefore, Nene kind of agrees with them, even though, you know, it might have been the right thing, feeling that the couple felt it was the right thing to do to, in honor of their son who passed away. G. Wright says it's a different time, a different place. Down South Girls on the fence, and I'm going to have to break the tie, y'all. being that I'm the judge, I'm going to have to break the tie. And I just don't think it was the right time and the right place. It says it in Ecclesiastes. There's a time to everything and a season under heaven. I'm not saying it correctly. Brother Preacher G. Wright and Sister Nene and Sister Down South, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's a time to every place for everything. There's a season. And I'm just feeling like it was inappropriate to do it. So I'll hit the gavel, boom, boom, on that. case number 6, this really isn't a case. This is just for your information. This was something that weird that happened on September 9th. Baby born on September 9th, which was the 9th month, which is the year 2009, was born at 9:09 a.m., weighed 9 pounds and 9 ounces. What y'all feel about that? Just, you know, your opinion. That's kind of weird, but straight nines all the way across the board. We'll go with G. Wright.
Well, I think some things we just don't know. It does seem kind of uncanny that all those nines and all of that happen at the same time. You know, I think that is one of those things that we will never know. Sure, later on down the road.
down south.
It's interesting. I know that when I woke up that morning, my mom called me and said, "Oh, you gotta play the lotto, 999, 0909, and that's your grandma's birthday." But it's just interesting how it feels. It's just very interesting.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up. Okay, Nene.
Those numbers mean nothing to me, so I'm interesting at all.
I bet it will be you win $9 million. and I'm telling you right now, I need at least excuse me, 39% of the winnings, not 9%. You know, your good old brother. It'll be very important to me.
I'll see you on check cashing day.
Case 007, students, this is something, the question is, how do you feel about this? Students at the University of Houston can earn college credits for playing Wii. Physical education courses centered around the Nintendo Wii video game led activities such as virtual hula hooping and yoga. My question again, are you down with this to be in college courses? And we're going to talk to a teacher who is G. Wright. how do you feel about this G. Wright being in the college curriculum?
I've seen people play the Wii.
Uh-huh.
I think that could be any kind of form of exercise. If you see it, there's a lot of movement. I mean, it's not just a game, it's an exercising game too. And people actually lose weight playing the Wii. It's crazy. So it'll have to be supervised, of course. I wouldn't make it the only thing. I would think one way to get credit. I wouldn't say that base a whole entire course off of a Wii game. I wouldn't do that.
But you agree with it?
Yeah.
Okay. Down south girl?
Anything to make education fun, but I was thinking more on the elementary, maybe middle school type of level. But for college, I don't know. I have experienced the aerobics Wii at a gym, and it was fun, and it was motivated. It got people going, and people actually went out and brought a Wii. Me, personally, I didn't. But if it helps with education, and if I see it helping, then I'm down for it. But I don't
think this is a physical education course, too, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it should be. To me, it seems like it should be something extra credit, but not a part of a mandatory course.
Credit.
Yeah, credit, okay. Yeah.
Nene.
I think technology is wonderful when it works, given that a lot of the universities are moving towards distance learning, that would be an excellent opportunity for them to incorporate some type of PE in their distance learning programs. And I know a lot of the distance learning students, if they have a PE requirement, then they have to go on and find a campus to fulfill that requirement. So if the Wii evolves to the point where it has the capabilities to allow them to do interactions with maybe video or teleconferencing or something like that, then, yeah, that would be excellent for university students because I know I participated in distance learning and it was excellent. So I agree with it.
Okay, so basically we all, well, down south didn't agree. But.
I just need to see it work. I need to see facts, before I could go ahead and say, yeah, go ahead, It has potential, put it that way. So you might want to say I'm on the fence with this one.
You've been on the fence the whole show.
I want to see results.
I know it's uncomfortable. But you've been on the fence. The next question, I'm going to go straight to her. Look here. You got to make a decision now. everybody else would agree, because I agree that doing anything that's new and innovating, and of course, there's going to be some people in that college course that probably ain't never played it before and don't know the benefits of actually playing it and actually getting a good workout from playing a video game, which is amazing and is all in its own fact. But a long time ago, Nintendo, when they first came out, the very first game, they had the Nintendo Olympics, and they had an Olympic pad that you had to hook up to the game. So when your man ran, you had to run on these circles in place real fast so your man could beat the other computer men. You had to jump to do the long jump, and we used to jump off the mat so we wouldn't come back down. I mean, you had to do some physical stuff. And, I mean, by the time you got done with the Olympic games, you were sweating and you had a workout. So, I mean, I think a lot of people probably don't know that you can actually get a workout from doing some of these physical games like the Wii. And I agree with it. Sorry to be so long-winded. what I'm going to do right now, G. Wright don't know it, but I'm going to play this song that we recorded in my studio like last year when G. Wright was down here in Atlanta. And it's the song with Chris playing over top one of my beats, my cousin Chris Jordan. And the song is Stand Up. I put it on my Green Album CD, but the song is called Stand Up. And G. Wright, yes, I will bounce you the MP3 after this show, because I know you're going to be saying, I need that. I need that. Here it is, Stand Up by G. Wright. On the now, Down South Girl, finally the end. I'm done with the Green Album. So what? Here we go.
Better stand up and give the Lord praise. He has blessed you today with all the spoils you threw. Believe me, He loves you. Some have paid the price with their lives. You have paid the price with your done. You ought to praise Him. You ought to praise Him, thank Him. Better stand up and give the Lord praise. He's a sleep.
Yo, hold up, girl. This is your president, T-A-Z. And whenever I'm chilling out, I'm not doing anything like I'm getting ready to do. I listen to GHP Radio, G-House Productions, feel me? GHP. Again, this is T-A-Z of ATAZB.com. I'll see y'all next time.
ATAZP live on Blog Talk. G Wright.
Yeah.
How you feeling, man? I know you like, wow.
You get that text that didn't take you right.
Say what now?
Did you get a text that didn't take you?
No, I didn't get the text.
Don't
tell everybody.
No comment. No comment.
Did you like it though?
Oh, you know, I love it. I just wasn't expecting to hear it out just yet.
Well, dude, I'm sending it to you, cause you can get it. I'm gonna send it to you. I mastered it on my mastering suite, and I decided to put it on there, cause it's hot, man. There's about five or six more other songs you got that I ain't even touched. But, I mean, I just want to touch that one.
Listen, don't send it out. It's not even done. It's not done.
It's going to you. That's why I'm sending it to you. And the blank music, too.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sending them both to you.
Okay.
Down South Girl.
Man, I like it. I love it. It's nice.
Yeah, we're going to play it at the house party, so he might as well just go and get his boots right. He might as well get him a plate full of food and sit out and bob his head and say, yeah, do sound
right.
Good to you. I agree. NeNe, did you like that song?
Yes, I think it was very good.
Thank you.
What'd you say? I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I said thank you.
You're welcome, dog. And NeNe said you're welcome too as well. Your opinions on these next five little lines, this entertainment news, something that Down South Girl probably familiar with. Ellen DeGeneres, to be a judge on American Idol. And I know what NeNe told me when she heard it, but she's going to have to tell the peoples now what she told me, because I'm sure her opinion is still the same. NeNe.
Well, my personal opinion is I didn't see that coming. I was blindsided. If I had the opportunity to select the next judge, it definitely wouldn't have been Ellen. And as they were talking about it on the Today Show this morning when they announced it, that it was a surprise given that she has no musical background and I don't have any musical background except for listening to other artists and their music. And I don't think that should qualify someone, given the history of American Idol, to be a judge on American Idol. And that's just my two cents.
G. Wright.
You know what? I heard someone saying something about it, but I didn't know. I was hoping that that she wouldn't leave, that she would probably stay. But Ellen, that's like getting someone from theater who's like a fisherman or something. You know, something totally, totally different. Same, you know, that's just crazy. Ellen, the same. I mean, someone, but you know what? She has that personality. Now, you know, this, if you look at it like this, this is one way to look at it, that someone who doesn't sing, who has natural ear for what sounds good, will pretty much tell you, boom, that sounds good, that doesn't sound good. They don't have to necessarily be a singer per se, but for a show like that, I don't think you'll get someone who's a singer, someone who's a musician. Someone who does something in music. It's true that she's in the arts, but someone that does something in with vocal music or instrumental music, something.
Right. Dancehall girl.
Little role with that.
Dancehall girl.
You know, when I heard it, I was like, is this a joke? Because I just didn't see where her connection was, how she'll fit in. Now, I could see her sitting there for the tryouts and cracking jokes about the certain people. But I just don't see her as a serious judge. I wonder, was she the only one applied for that position? You know? But I wish her luck, though. I don't knock anyone. I wish her luck, but I don't think that was a good choice. It's going to be very interesting. So we will see how this turns out.
My thoughts on this is I think they chose her because she could get some ratings because a lot of people watch her show. But my own opinion being that I do music, I don't even watch American Idol because, to me, a lot of times when they do pick who wins, they shouldn't have won in my mind. You know what I'm saying? So I think by her being the judge cheapens the show. Because, like G. Wright said, she has no experience with music. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like picking me. Well, really, picking me or G. Wright or somebody that does music would help a little bit more. But, I mean, somebody that has not an ounce or a lick of music background or really just listens to music just like anybody else is just like anybody else. And they shouldn't be on it. That's my opinion. The second one is Janet Jackson to do a tribute to her brother Michael at the MTV Awards, Video Awards. Down South Girl, what do you think of that?
Hey, I'm game for it. This would be good. I think this would be good for her because her love for her brother, and I hope it's done tastefully, really nice. I'm pretty sure she'll do a great job. Because, you know, I noticed she's been quiet. You know, and very reserved, which Janet has been like that for years. So I'm looking forward to her performance.
G. Wright.
You know, who better to give a tribute to Michael Jackson and her brother than his sister? You know, who better could do it? Someone who learned from watching her brother do it. And, you know, if she did Jackson herself, I think she'll do a great job.
Yeah.
Nee-nee.
And that's it.
I'll have to co-sign with the other panelists. I agree 100%.
The third one, I don't know if anybody heard. I'm sure Down South heard the incident with Tequila. She told the truth about, she says she's telling the truth about Sean Merriman beating her up and holding her against her will. He says she was drunk and he refused to let her drive. What do you think will become of this? Because it's a he, she said, and he said situation. And if she was drunk, to me, that should discredit whatever she was talking about. But I'm going to go with Down South Girl
I'm sure she's heard this.
Yes, I have. And, you know, when the situation with Chris Brown and Rihanna happened, we saw pictures. I didn't hear nothing about it until recently with her, with Tequila. Like, what's up with her? You know, I don't understand. You know, I haven't seen pictures or heard anything about it. It's all, like you said, it's a he say, she say situation. And the way people in Hollywood party, some, they party hard. And she probably was drunk. We don't know what happened. I mean, they probably were both messed up. I just hope that, you know, the truth will come out and they could settle it like real adults. You know, I don't want to judge this, because I just don't understand, and I want to see facts. I want to see, you know, evidence of this being true. You know, this guy's career could be messed up because of a lie or the truth. So
they said she had no marks around her neck either.
And see, and then, see, something's not right.
Well, the girl, we see her on TV when she got drunk.
Yeah.
So, I mean, That's why I'm like, if she was truly drunk, then, man, ain't no telling what could happen. Maybe you ain't driving, and I ain't going to let you drive. Well, I'm just going to tell on you, get you in trouble, because I want to go home. I want to do what I need to do. You ain't going to tell me. But anyway, I'm not going to go into it. I digress. G. Wright.
You know what? When people's careers start going, they have to have something to try to stir up the fire. You know, they didn't make it because it is. I agree with that was down south. Down south, you wanted to say that, right?
Yes.
I grew up down south that I need to see some pictures. You just can't picture my word about something like that. I hadn't even heard about it. So she probably, you know, I haven't really seen a TV show on MTV, so she just tried to stay in the limelight somehow and become a victim.
Some people
do that. It's not always the case, but if that really happens, I think that story would come out a lot sooner. Like Rihanna, Chris Brown thing, that thing happened like boom, happened one day, boom, pictures leaked the next day.
Nene,
I'm not familiar with either of these parties, so I'm gonna have to defer to the other panelists because I know nothing about that story or who these people even are.
Okay, Tequila. Tila Tequila is an artist, and also she's a reality TV star. And Sean Merriman plays for San Diego. Am I correct? Yeah, it happened in San Diego. San Diego Chargers. He's a football player. And they're just hot. Two high-profile people out at the club, and one says, you know, she was choked and held against the wheel, and the other says she was so drunk, he refused to let her drive. That's where the argument stems at. And it's basically he said and she said, and that's where the judge is at. So I just wondered, what did you feel about it? Even if it's a he said, she said, I'm sure you experienced that before.
Well, I think that the authorities, the local authorities, need to investigate both of their claims, and I'm sure they'll do a thorough job like they did, as Down South Girl said, with the Rihanna and Chris Brown incident, and it'll all come out in the wash one way or the other. Right now, we can speculate all we want, but until the investigation has been conducted and fault has been found, it's the only persons that know the truth are those two individuals and Jesus. So,
praise God. number four, Khloe Kardashian, which is a reality TV star herself, happens to be Kim Kardashian's sister, little sister, and Lamar Odom, the basketball player for the Lakers, Los Angeles Lakers, are going together. Down South Girl, how you feel about that? Hello? G. Wright.
Yeah.
How you feel about that?
I mean, they weren't going to be out of school. You know, I don't see a problem with it.
Down South, are you back?
Yes, I'm here. Do you have me on?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, yeah. My other phone died. I apologize.
did you hear the question?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
It's interesting.
That's what I thought. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, my views on those bills is my opinion, you know. But from what I understand, when you live in the limelight, you're around celebrities all the time, you tend to date, you know, that lifestyle. So I don't know. It's interesting.
Another on the fence.
I'm getting them on the fence on this one.
Girl, you need to come down. Anyway, me. Are you familiar with these folks, first of all?
Well, I heard of the Kardashian sisters. They were on some Dateline thing, I think. But who was the other? Who's the guy again?
Lamar Odom. He plays basketball for the world champion Los Angeles Lakers, along with Kobe.
Oh well, I'm actually upset because I'm dating him.
Oh, let's move on. Number five. My bad. They trying to get in the Nathan. The fifth one, can Tyler Perry's movie, I Can Do Bad All By Myself, make it when it comes out? I think it comes out this week. Am I correct? Okay, NeNe.
Well, the question is, will it make it?
Will it be another blockbuster under his hat?
I believe so, because Tyler Perry has gathered a followers of the Madea character. A lot of people just go to the movies just particularly to see what outrageous thing Madea is going to do. And he also has great storylines, and I like his movies. I'm a few years behind in my movies due to my own neglect, but I think that he will. His movies have proven to be successful, and I believe this one will stand the test of time as the rest of them have.
Thank you, Siskel and Ebert. G-Wright. G-Wright.
Yes.
Can Tyler Perry's movie, I Can Do Bad All By Myself, will it be another big movie under his hat? Can he make it?
I believe so.
It's got Mary J. Blige, Marvin Winans, his girlfriend, Taraji Henson. That's his girlfriend, Tyler Perry's girlfriend. And also, he's in it playing Madea, so it's
in
a good. Say what? Yeah, they go together in real life, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
Praise God. Downtown girl.
Well, you told me some entertainment news I never heard of, but.
You didn't know? You didn't know?
Yeah, I thought he was dating this supermodel, but you know what? I'm glad he's dating her. That's a good look. But as far as the movie, I followed Tyler Perry for years, you know, watching the plays, going to the plays, got his movies in my living room right now as we speak, and I'm excited, you know, that he has another movie, and I think this is going to be a blockbuster. I think it's going to do better than all the other movies because of the heavy hitters he has in there, Mary J. Blige and the rest of the crew, so... I think it's another hit.
Case number nine. Carson Palmer, who is a quarterback with the Cincinnati Bengals, says someone may die playing in the NFL. He says the violence of the game with guys traveling at maximum speed, crashing into each other with the expectation of maintaining beefed-up bodies, a fatality may happen in the near future. My question is, do you agree with Carson Palmer saying that someone may die while playing football, actually, from a hit? And also, should anybody be liable depending on the if the hit was dirty. Now, you know, good hit is a good hit, a clean hit, but there have been other players penalized for hitting, you know, below the knees, dirty hits, you know what I'm saying, that the NFL deems as a dirty hit. So if it's a dirty hit and a person happens to lose their life, could they be held liable? And do you think it will happen in the NFL someday? I'm going to go with Nene.
I'll probably have to say no, and I don't have a lot of knowledge about football, but I would think that that's part of, like, being in the military. That's part of the job. You expect some risk, and given everyone always brings up the fact that sports and players and athletes make so much money and that they shouldn't whine about their injuries or ailments, but it's still their body, and like we were in the military, we weren't getting a lot of money. But when we broke down, we still sought to get some type of compensation to help us. So I don't think that they will be able to maybe take any type of legal action against someone, or they should be able to take legal action against someone, because there is a certain risk that's expected for playing such a dangerous sport.
Okay, and also, do you think that it may happen one day?
Well, you know, I mean, someone could die just walking across the street. I mean, the risk factor may be a little greater playing football, given that, you know, as he stated, that there are these giant bodies running at a high velocity of speed. But, you know, nobody is promised tomorrow. So to say that, you know, we should restrict football because someone might die, I think isn't the proper move to take to regulate that sport that way. I think they should advise the individuals of the risk, and then they should govern themselves accordingly.
Down South girl.
Yep, I agree, because, you know, when you're a fireman, you know, you have to get extra life insurance and all this, you know, stuff. It comes with a territory. In any sport or any job that's high risk, I think it's part of the territory, and no one should be liable for it, because you should be educated on the pros and cons of the career you choose to get in. Now, if the person that hit them and high contact was on some type of drugs, like steroids or something at that time, then, of course, they should be held liable. If that person who, you know, say if another ball player ran into them, knocked them down, sacked them, and it was a real hard hit, I think that other person should, you know, run, get a drug test automatically just to make sure that there wasn't on any high-performance drug. Yeah, so.
Interesting point. Both of y'all came up with interesting points that I wasn't thinking of. I was like, yeah, he going to die, and he should go to jail if it's a dirty hit. And I was just, that was it. But y'all brought up some good points. G. Wright.
You know, I think, you know, basically this, for example, people can die from anything nowadays. You know?
Mm-hmm.
If it's your time, it should be your time. You know, violence is violence. I think that because of things that we've allowed as far as the way we look at sports and making players now to celebrities, they just are not just iconic sportmen, you know, athletes. But now the athletes have become so popularized, so we've iconic. As far as celebrities, you know, that is great. That they should tell them that they feel that they can do anything. So sometimes the violence does come, but violence isn't anything. I guess it's just the way you look at it. And it's also the way we esteem them. I'm sorry, I'm doing other things. I apologize. It's basically how we esteem them, how we make them. Sometimes I think we're responsible for creating it, because we put them up on pedestals. Right. I think we're part of the vein of that.
Well, my opinion is, like I said, I thought it was interesting that he made that comment. And the way people are bigger, stronger, faster, it might could cause a death instantly, like being hit by a truck or a train. Because these athletes are super strong, super big, and super fast. And I don't think there should be anybody held liable. At first I did, until I heard NeNe say that they should know that it's a risk they're taking when they're playing. So, and when she brought up the military, I was all behind you then because, you know, I was in. So I was all behind you. So I agree. It's at your own risk. And I think that these athletes could, you know, one day, there might be a fatality happen on the field. The last question, which is number 10, Anthony Miller, 39, of Lancaster, PA, told a Lancaster judge that his wife abused him so bad, he held up a bank with a BB gun so he could go to jail to get away from her. He even asked the teller, did she call the police yet? NeNe, what is your opinion on this? And I know what you're getting ready to say, just like the guy that came back to the scene of the crime asking for a date. Okay, NeNe.
I think, you know, me personally, it would have been better to just get a divorce, but because if that's the only way that he feels he can get away from her is to go to jail, then maybe he needs to go to jail and get himself together. And once Bubba get to riding on him a little bit hard up in jail, maybe that will change his mind and he'll see how good it is to be home with his wife.
He ended up getting sentenced to 2-3 years, and he did get a divorce. Down south girl.
That's the most craziest thing. When you think you heard the craziest thing, is always something crazier. Wow. I mean, I wonder why he felt trapped like that, and why would he do something so stupid? What's wrong with just packing and moving and leaving?
Yeah, really.
I don't understand that one, so.
You on the fence again? Wait a minute.
I'm not even on the fence. It's just stupid.
Okay. G-Wright, I know you're doing something else. I guess you're making another hit. But G-Wright, did you hear the question or you want me to go over it again?
Just give me a quick 5 seconds.
I'm going to have to read the whole thing. It took 5 seconds. Anthony Miller, 39, of Lancaster, PA, told the judge that his wife abused him so bad he had to hold up a bank with a BB gun so he could go to jail to get away from her. He even asked the teller, did she call the police yet? My question is, what do you think of this? And so far, down south, NeNe agreed that it's stupid.
Yeah, I think it's stupid, but sometimes some people be in some crazy situations. sometimes when you're in a crazy situation, you're just trying to get out of it. So that's the way it was stupid, but for him, that's the way he thought he would get out of it.
Okay, when tonight.
When you're in a stupid, crazy situation, you're just trying to get out of it somehow.
Tonight, we went over 10 cases. The first case with Joe Wilson, the Republican, who shouted out, you lie to the President of the United States, was wrong, and none of us agreed with his actions. Number two, the Assemblyman, Mike Duval, who made those sex comments, we all agreed, not a good look. The pizza delivery man, who held the woman's son for ransom to get the money for the pizza. We're undecided on this, and we decided that it needs more investigation. The guy who robbed a couple And then he was one of three men who robbed him and came back to ask the wife for a date. We said this was stupid and he had serious problems. Number five, the couple that gets married at the son's funeral, I had to judge on that one because we had a tie going on and somebody, as usual, was on the fence over there. I think this was inappropriate and it was judged by me. I gave the info on the sixth case about the baby born September 9th, 2009, in the ninth month, at the time 9:09 a.m., weighed in at 9 pounds, 9 ounces. We found this very crazy that it happened that way. Students at the university playing Wii. We all agreed to some extent that this could lead to education, really. Physical education and could lead to somebody learning something from that class. Your opinions on Ellen DeGeneres hosting American Idol? No. Janet Jackson to do a tribute? We were all for it and believe she could do a good job. Tequila, and Sean Merriman having that dispute needs more evidence before we could decide on it. Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom, we found that couple to be interesting, and can Tyler Perry's movie, I Can Do Bad All By Myself, make it? We all agreed yes. Number nine, Carson Palmer saying that somebody may pass away in the NFL due to the violent hits and the maximum speed of players, and we all decided it's at your own risk by going out there. You should know whether or not you may be hurt, and you're taking a chance. Number 10, the last one, with Anthony Miller holding up a bank with a BB gun because he wanted to get away from his wife. Again, we said it was stupid, and D-Wright added in, it was people do crazy things when they're in a crazy situation. I want to thank my guest, that is G-Wright, gospel singer, Nene, my friend, my partner, for over 20 years. We ain't telling how old we are, even though we're both 20. Don Soccer, my buddy, one of the stars here on BTR. Again, tell them where you can be found at on Blog Talk Radio.
You can find me at blogtalkradio.com/hiptalk. I do the entertainment seg for the Hip Talk Radio family. We play old school hip hop, talk about current events and whatever's on our mind. So check us out every Wednesday at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And G Wright, hit up your thing because I know you like doing plugs. Go on.
You're the one who told me. He's the one who told me. I'm not going to even tell you that story. you can check me out on blogtalkradio.com/ The Heart of Love Radio Show. And, also, feel free, I'm on Twitter, GWRIJT Love. And then on Facebook, just look for G Wright. God bless you guys. And thanks for having me on your show, G.
Hey, G Wright, and Down South Girl, y'all probably will get to meet because, you know, the house party is on October the 10th. And Down South Girl says she's going to be here at this one.
Oh, she's going to be there?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And, G Wright, you said you're gonna be there, right?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, all this eating that's gonna be going on, I know you didn't want to miss it. And Down South, we have people that come in like on Tuesday of that week of the house party week and actually come to the house, you know, from out of town, staying with us. So I cook every night and we record during the day a show for an hour that I play on Blog Talk. Back, you know, later on that night.
Okay.
Yeah, we do that all during that week. And during the house party itself, I recorded for the radio show and played the next week.
Yeah, I can't miss it this year. Last year I missed it, but I'm coming this year.
Yeah, because this may be the last year in Georgia since we may be rolling out of Georgia and moving somewhere else. So this will be the last year, definitely. Again, I want to thank y'all. Nene, I wish you could come, but Nene is at my house right now eating well.
eating swell. So she get the house party. She get the house party food in right there.
So she getting the pizza, the baked beans.
Say what now?
She getting
the chili.
The baked beans.
You mean the chili?
The chili, yeah.
She getting that tomorrow, son.
That's not even right. That's not right.
That's what G-Wright lived for down south. He would drive. He used to live where on? He used to live down on the south side of Atlanta, right?
Yeah, Decatur.
And he would drive all the way, even to Beaufort, just to get some chili. If I made some chili.
Good chili.
This cat would drive all the way just to get a bowl. Wait, look, he's going to eat two bowls, and he's taking the to-go in some cheap Tupperware.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm serious, though. I'm glad
well,
he's coming.
I'm not mad at him because it is some good chili.
Wow.
I'm so glad that he's coming because we needed him on the another story as A.G. McGree. So he plays this character. Go on, G, right? You can say A. Talk like A.G.
Shut up, you punk.
Say it again.
Shut up, you punk.
He talks like a scratchy voice, but then he'll sing. Go on, sing. What's the song that you sing all the time, A.G.?
Singing.
What's the song you sing all the time, A.G.? And you change your voice back to G-Wright.
If this world were mine.
Go on, sing it, A.G.
If this world were mine.
And that's as far as he goes. So I write this, like, little skit that we do. And I write them like in 5 minutes and we put it together. My boy Ron L. from Williamsburg, Virginia, he plays a stuttering guy that talks and he stutters and he swears he don't stutter. And he don't stutter when we talk about paying him or getting some money. But anything else, he's stuttering on. So, I mean, it's crazy. We do it and we do a live reading in front of the house party people the night of the house party. So that will be going on too. G. Wright will do an A and B selection from the choir, praise God. And also Rolanda will do a song. I think me and Ron is doing a song, and I'm doing that song off of Jamie Foxx's CD. We're going to act it out. Other than that, we have a good time, and everybody bring a dish and eat, and they drink, and they eat, and they drink till it's time to go. And usually people leave out about 2 or 3. So, everybody, I thank you for being on. And I'm going to leave with one of my friends who was on the show before. Her name is, I'm trying to get to her song because Amber Ojeda, and that's Amber spelled A-M-B-E-R. Ojeda is O-J-E-D. EA, she's on MySpace. She's been on the show before. I'm going to play one of her songs to end this out. Again, this was Night Court 5, and we are out. Thank everybody, Nene, Down South Girl, G. Wright, for being on the show.
No problem. Y'all have a good night. Thanks.
Have a good night.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Sexiest thing on a Saturday night. Got all the girls looking. Your hair is done, your gear is tight. Ladies line up just to testify. Tell me how you do it. Cause they be saying I give myself some relax that ooh, ooh, so slow. From across the room I can tell that
www.gwriteonline.com. That's www.gwriteonline.com.